What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are one more again. The family court has more blood on its hands. Now, before I jump into this, Eagle Eyes sent me an article. However, I got a new imposed rule when it comes to collateral damage, aka the children. 12 and under, I won't do it. 13 and up, fair game. But in researching your previous article, Eagle Eyes, I found this article that I'm more than willing to share. So I'll give you the credit for this one. Now, this article right here, it shows you exactly how damaging the family court can be, especially when it pushes a father into a corner with state-sponsored ransom, i.e. child support. Oh yeah, gentlemen. Oh yeah. Now, this article was published on the 12th of May. Court records reveal child support dispute before the Las Vegas grocery store offlinings. Like I said, when child support puts a man into a position to where he can't pay and jail is over his head regardless, yeah, you will get more situations like this. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! The eight News Now investigators have obtained court records and reviewed posts on social media, which reveal there was a current child support case between the alleged gunman and the mother of his children. Alejandro Estrada, 43, is in jail after bystanders tackled him at the grocery store on Maryland Parkway in the Silverado Ranch neighborhood. The eight News Now investigators have learned the names of both victims, Amanda and Victor Frias Rosas. Both shared social media posts about working at Smith's. Amanda Frias Rosas, listed that she was the floral designer slash manager at the store. Records reveal Estrada and Amanda had a son who turned 12 on the day of the deadly shooting and a daughter who will turn 10 2 days later, according to one filing. The children were not present during the shooting, according to police. The Clark County District Attorney's Office filed a notice and finding of financial responsibility on March 6th, which stated that Estrada, who has previously ordered to pay $342 a month, owed more than $2,800 as of last November. Put a pin right there. Their 2023 child custody decree stated that the parents had joint legal custody. The original case is dated for 2022. A child support hearing with a judicial officer was scheduled for June 1st at the Child Support Center of Southwest Nevada, documents show. A marriage license for formerly Amanda Nguyen and Victor Rosas is dated February 22nd, 2025. A Facebook post on Amanda's page states, quote unquote, "The hate you have for your ex should never be more than the love you have for your child. You're just hurting your child by hurting your ex." Oh. Put another pin right there. Estrada is scheduled to appear in Las Vegas Justice Court on Wednesday. He faces 12 charges, including 2 counts of open termination, 8 counts of discharging a gun, and 1 count each of burglary while in possession of a firearm or deadly weapon and aggravated stalking with the use of a deadly weapon. Well. Okay, let's go and circle around to the first pin. Him owing more than $2,800. Guess what? He was headed to jail. More than likely, they were going to put a warrant out for his arrest. Now, they said there was going to be another child support hearing scheduled for the 1st of June. That right there would have been right when they took him into custody. Oh, okay, you still owe us? Yeah, we're going to go ahead and put you in the cell. Now, the second thing, the post from the mother. "The hate you have for your ex should never be more than the love you have for your child. You're just hurting your child by hurting your ex." How many women actively practice that? Yeah, they hate the husband more than they love the child or the baby daddy, and they want to do everything in their power to make that man suffer, i.e. using the gun of the state, i.e. using child support, which they know is completely and totally lopsided. But yeah, see, women have no problems with that. See, this is why I always say children, when in divorce situations, become living hostages. 9 times out of 10, the mother uses that child as a human shield. Trust and believe. There are a lot of women that are still walking this earth only because of the strength of the ex-husband or the baby daddy. Mm-hmm. Believe you me. However, in this case and more cases, that became not enough. The children weren't around, so he was like, "Yep, I'm going to go ahead and get you up out of here." And the husband, the new husband, yeah, he got taken up out of there too. Gentlemen, this is why I say, do not end up with women with children. You don't want that smoke. This guy was just sitting around there, tra-la-la-la-la. I got me a new wife, you know, da-da-da-da-da. Next thing you know, bam, he's taken up out of there. He got dirt-napped right alongside of her. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in the grocery store, public, I got to give it a 5. Method of execution. Since people were able to tackle him, we can pretty much guarantee that was the problem-solving pistol. I'm going to give that a 5 as well. Psychological impact. A lot of people had to see it, so I'm going to give that an 80. And for the brutality factor, like I said, he got both of them out of there. They went on the up and smoke tour. So I'm going to give him a combined score of 30. So Alejandro, the Executioner Estrada, gets a score of 120. Gentlemen, there are way, way more men who are facing this situation. She decided to use the state as a private army against him. She thought she was going to go about life, marry a new man, while still demanding money from him. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Just correct me if I'm wrong. But she was fully married. So, therefore, should not his child support payments end? Just saying. And if the new husband was, you know, a actual good man, he would have told his wife, hey, you're married to me now. So we shouldn't need his money coming into my house. Just saying. But as we know, there are men who get into relationships with, you know, women with children who have no problems actually telling that woman, hey, get that man's child support. Yeah, you should go ahead and take that. That's a shitty thing to do. Just saying. But hey, either way, he joined his wife in the Up and Smoke tour. Hey, what more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Yeah. But yeah, more and more men, when painted into a corner by child support, are going to lash out. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you ex-wives out there who really think you're going to just absolutely rake your ex-husband over the coals and you're going to get away with it, you better understand something, especially in this case. Yeah, the new husband was there, but guess what? Like I said, he got dirt napped right along with her. So you better understand this. And you better understand this crystally. And I do mean crystally damn clear. The power you thought you were going to have with the state and your new husband, yeah, that will go out. Feminism and running to the absolutely corrupt family court system and thinking that they're going to protect you, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, ladies, once again, a lot of you are only still walking this earth because of the restraint of your ex-husband or your baby daddy. However, Mr. Estrada here has shown us crystally clear what happens when that man says, fuck it, I no longer care. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.